Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders is making a big push for votes in Massachusetts ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. The Sanders campaign scheduled back-to-back rallies in Springfield Friday night and Boston on Saturday. A music festival and get-out-the-vote effort dubbed Bernie Palooza is taking place this weekend in Worcester. A crowd topping 4,000 turned out for the Friday night rally in the Mass Mutual Center in downtown Springfield.
We're having a lot of fun tonight.
Sanders stressed the importance of the primaries this Tuesday when Massachusetts and 13 other states vote and a third of all the delegates to the Democratic nominating convention are on the line.
So, here we are a few days before the important primary in Massachusetts and Super Tuesday. I am here tonight to humbly ask for your support. I am here to ask you to bring out your friends and your family and your co-workers so that we have the largest voter turnout in the history of the Massachusetts primary.
To make Sanders' self-described working-class grassroots movement succeed, a large, perhaps record-setting turnout will be needed. He made clear at the Friday night rally that his campaign is counting on young voters who, as a group, have a spotty record when it comes to turning out to vote.
So this is, again, not just a campaign, it is a movement. And we need you in that movement. We need you to be reaching out to your friends and get them to rethink their role as citizens in this country. You just can't sit back and watch the TV. You gotta get involved.
During the roughly 45-minute speech, Sanders hit all his familiar issues to often raucous applause from the big crowd. He called for raising the federal minimum wage to $15, making it easier to join labor unions, provide free college tuition and universal preschool, combat climate change, and his signature issue, Medicare for all.
We will end the international disgrace of being the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to every man, woman, and child as a human right.
Sanders never mentioned any of his Democratic rivals. He spent a good amount of time during the speech assailing President Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is a pathological liar. And no matter what your political view may be, you know that we cannot continue having someone whose word means nothing because he lies all the time.
Polls ahead of Tuesday's voting in Massachusetts show Sanders could beat Elizabeth Warren, dealing the state's senior senator an embarrassing setback to her presidential aspirations. Waiting in line to get in to see Sanders Friday night, David Raphael of Conway, Massachusetts, said he's voting for Sanders over Warren because he thinks the Vermont senator is more electable.
Bigger following, more solid message.
Martha Westerdahl of Williamstown said she's voting for Sanders, but concedes it was not an easy choice between him and Warren.
I just think that he is more committed to the positions, and he's been in this, I guess, in the saddle a lot longer.
Also speaking at Friday's rally in Springfield were Democratic State Representatives Paul Mark and Lindsay Sabadosa, who are co-chairs of Sanders' presidential campaign in Massachusetts. Musician Bela Fleck performed before Sanders took the stage. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.